Feral cats are still a problem in the Wausau area. Mary Curlin is the shelter director for the Humane Society of Marathon County. She made a presentation to the city's Public Health and Safety Committee that would support a possible program that would catch, sterilize, and then relocate these animals instead of simply euthanizing them.
You mentioned the committee that you're not really the expert in this area, but it's an area that you'd like to explore. I also get the feeling that you'd like to know what direction the city wants to do before you put a lot of effort into it, right?
That's correct.
Anything you would like to see happen coming out of this meeting in September?
I'm hoping that we're able to do more than what we've done in the past, which is virtually trap and kill animals, which is making people want to keep animals away from us, not wanting to bring the cats in. They're still out there breeding. Whether we release them back in, they're still there. We're just trying to stop increasing the amount that are out there. It's not an end-all, but we're not making any improvements without doing something. So there's some programs that work better than others, but Dr. Krebsbach's program is showing that hers is successful, and she's willing to reach out. Other parts of the state are reaching out to her as well and are coming in that are surrounding Marathon County, so why not Marathon County, which is the biggest county, to have her come and speak as well and see what we can do here.
Well, one thing that stood out about having the catch, the spay or neuter, and return, they get some medical attention when they are in, they get their ear clips, you can identify them. They may not get a lot of follow-up care, but they get that initial medical exam and some help, right?
Correct. They will all be they're sterilized, they're vaccinated for rabies, and their ears tipped. So they're out, which is more than what the cats have that are out there now. If we do nothing, we still have the cats there, and they're multiplying. They're not vaccinated. There's no way to identify if they've been picked up again or if they belong in a colony. An animal control officer that, as this program goes, they come along and they see a cat that doesn't have a tipped ear. It's going to get more of a heightened response from them, I would assume, than a cat that has a tipped ear and go, okay, you're part of the colony. You're a stray cat, or are you a feral cat, or are you new, or what? Those are the ones they can focus more energy on, and hopefully you're not seeing the same repeat things going on because of the ear tipping. You may have some problems with one or two that are going to be rogue, that are just not going to want to stay into a colony, and that's something we'll have to address without returning it to the colony.
Sounds like public education is going to be a big part of this campaign if this comes to the area. And apparently there's still people that are letting their indoor cats out overnight, and that's a problem.
Well, there's people that are turning them out. There's a lot of free-roaming cats, and they just assume that animals want their freedom and cats, have this deal about them. But the thing is we've kind of put a stigma on people that are trying to help cats. They love animals, and they don't want to see them die. And we don't lie about our statistics at the Humane Society. It's tragedy what happens to the number of cats that come in. So people, rather than bring them in, you can only own a certain number of cats in the city of Wausau or these areas. So they can't do this. They can't take them to the vet. They can't keep them. They have nowhere to go with them. So they're like hiding in the shadows trying to do their thing. Why don't we just lift it, realize that it's actually happening in the community, to see what we can do to mitigate some of the problems and make it a more palatable situation while reducing the population over a period of time.
You've mentioned that some people are actually catching some of these animals, taking them out of the county for veterinary care, bringing them back so they don't end up in a reporting list.
Correct. Exactly. They don't want to have to get in trouble or have to give them up. They're living in garages. You'll see social media is a powerhouse of information when you look out there. I don't fault them. I mean, I don't advise anybody to break the law, but maybe sometimes when society evolves, we need to take a look at how we evolve with it to better the animals and the community.
And quite a few of the cats that do come into the shelter do end up euthanized because of current policy and law, right?
Exactly. Even if a wild cat that can't be held or put in a house or anything like that, we have nowhere to go with them at this point. We really don't. And even where we're located, we're still within the city limit area. So if we were to just turn them loose in our property, we're in violation of the law as well. So things have to change. We want to be able to reach out into the county as well for some of these cats that maybe can't be. You can't flood the farmers with every feral cat that's out there. But there is a need for Mausers to be out in areas. So if we have areas where in the cities where people are willing to volunteer, we'll maintain those colonies, follow the rules that go with it, and help it to be successful. That's one successful area. Areas where we cannot possibly do it, that is just going to be refused to be handled. Well, then we have to look at the trap, neuter, and relocate with volunteers that are going to have a different skill level that have to maintain those colonies in another part of the county.
Anything you want to add today?
Keep your cats indoors, spay, neuter, vaccinate, get them licensed. Thank you.